The Haynes Brewing Company has started pouring its Dalton Trail Pale Ale and Lookout Stout at a new, much bigger location. The brewery opened the doors Monday at its new Main Street facility after about 16 years in Dalton City at the Haynes Fairgrounds.
Well, this is the tap room, and you're standing next to our row of tap lines of 12 taps right through the wall from our walk-in cooler.
Paul Wheeler is co-owner of the brewery, and to celebrate the occasion, he brewed up a special drink. It's number one on tap.
Oh, well, we have the brand new ale, the expansion ale. It's New Hoppenin's on Main Street, and it's basically a strong red ale with a little aggressive hop character to it, so it's real fun to have that to pour today.
Wheeler and co-owner Jeannie Kitayama started the brewery in 1999.
Well, I drew up a five-year business plan at the very beginning, and that 5 years was supposedly the expansion. I was supposed to move out of Dalton City within that 5 years. Well, that's 11 years ago.
Wheeler says the Dalton City spot was a great place to start, but...
Well, if you've been there, you know, it's just the cramped quarters. It just always has been. And we knew that from the start.
The original location's tasting room had a 12-person capacity. The new one allows for 49 people, not including the beer garden the brewery is still working to construct. The production area is also about 4 or 5 times bigger.
Oh, it's just going to give us a little more breathing room in the summertime. We are at our maximum production in the old facility, and we can't make any more. So we're actually losing out on a couple of accounts that we have in Juneau in the summer months, for instance. This new facility will allow us to sell outside of Haynes all year round.
Right now, the brewery produces about 375 barrels of beer a year. Wheeler says the added space, along with some new equipment they plan to purchase, will allow them to double their production. Although he doesn't see them growing that much right away.
Well, our philosophy is staying the local brewery. We built this brewery back in 99 as the Haynes Brewing Company, which is local. And the beautiful thing of traveling is finding little jewels that you can't get at home.
Aside from providing beer year-round to two bars in Juneau, Wheeler says they just hope to meet local demand. He says they might consider more options in the future. So how does it feel to leave the building where everything started? The Dalton City Brewery is even on the company's logo.
Oh, yeah, it's totally bittersweet. It's been fun, like I said, out at Dalton City. It's been just a very comfortable atmosphere.
Kitayama says she was ready for the new facility.
Definitely. Yeah. It was a small space, and it's definitely nice to be in a brand new place.
She says she was a little worried about the move.
Well, I'm finally excited about it, because all the way up to this point was more of a worry, and who's going to get done, and how are they doing, but today is fun. Today is exciting.
It's just perfect. Perfect for Haynes.
Artie Miller is a Haynes resident and self-professed beer nerd. She and her husband Rob are drinking the expansion ale to celebrate.
How's it taste?
Oh, it's wonderful. It's a good sort of medium strong ale. It's
an IPA red.
Yeah, and a cross between an IPA and a red. It's got a nice bitter finish, but not too puckery, and a really nice malt balance. It's just a wonderful beer.
The Millers say they're glad the brewery will be able to make more of the product they love, and they might be stopping by more often.
For everyone, it's just going to be more convenient, because no matter where you live around here, you always have to come into town to do your grocery shopping, get your mail, and they're right here. I think it's also just a perfect location for visitors.
Denver resident Margie Parkis is one of those visitors.
I was working in Denali for the summer, and one of the drivers up there, bus drivers for the tours, said to me, "Oh, you came through Haynes," because I told him I'd taken the ferry up. And he said, "Did you get to go to the Haynes Brewery?" And I said, "No, I didn't." He said, "Oh, you've got to go there if you're going that way on the way back, because they have spruce tip beer and it's really tasty." And I said, "Okay, I'll look for it."
Parkis said when she arrived in Haynes Monday, she asked where the brewery was, and someone gave her directions to Dalton City. But she happened to cross the new location by chance.
And the spruce tip beer is exactly what I'd hoped for.
Cheers to that. In Haines, I'm Emily Files.